Now, Jimmy Lee, after the win for the Newcastle West over Cluain, Jimmy, that's 4 wins from 4 now. You must be overall happy with how things are going, but what did you make of that performance from your side?
Yeah, look, we're happy with it. It's 4 from 4, Tom. There's a few things we have to work on. Look, it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's 4. You know, as I said last week, in the round robin, you win nothing. So it's working towards the in games. We're in a quarter final, so that's really the focus at the moment. It's building towards that.
Yeah, you've managed to get a nice few guys game time there as well this evening. Guys coming back, Dermot Kelly, even Thomas Gwilling comes on, makes an impact. I guess that's what every management up and down the country for the last number of years is speaking about panel depth. That's how you win championships, that's how you win games, and that's how I suppose you drive things on. You have a really competitive panel, and I think that's where the direction you're certainly going in.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, we had 6, and we had more subs that I didn't use, and simply because of the junior football. So if you burn them for 5 or 10 minutes, like, that season will be over. They're good enough to be coming off the bench, and they're broadside, have enough respect for them that we wouldn't lose them for the championship. So I mean, them players are equally as important as the likes of Dermot, Thomas, Brian Foley, Brian Hurley, that came on, and Aaron Neville. They're as equally important.
Yeah, the group now, the way it's set up, yourselves and Father Casey's have gone 4 from 4. It sets up, I suppose, in a way, is a free hit at the last game. Whoever wins will be in straight into the semi-final. The loser, of course, will have the luxury of a quarter-final anyway. So I guess two teams that know each other so well, two Western teams, it should make for a good round 5 and maybe, you know, exciting football on offer.
Yeah, look, I mean, every feeling us as know each other well. There'll be nothing given or taken, as I say. You know, they're a decent football inside. Every feeler always were, and down through the years, like, that they've proven that at underage level, and like, so I mean, they're trying to drive on as well. Obviously, we're trying to maintain our title as county champions. So look, it's the ingredients of a good game. But sure, look, let's wait and see. You know, not anything could happen in the night.
Anyone listening who maybe isn't overly familiar with the Limerick football scene will hear the name Jimmy Lee and think, is he anything to Billy? Billy, of course, stepped down this week as Limerick senior football manager. I suppose a difficult decision. I did hear him on a few platforms speaking about it. As his brother, I suppose, I'm sure you were disappointed in a way to see him go, but I guess, you know, he as a family will know that there's far more important things in sport, but I guess you're proud of what Billy has achieved in his 6 years involved.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Look, I mean, he's done a phenomenal job, in fairness to him. He knows, he lives and breathes it. As a family, we'd be always blagging him about it, you know, but he does live and breathe Limerick football. He's a lot of mileage put up on the clock, on the car. It's been hard on him, Tom. It hasn't been easy, especially with the workload. You know, a lot of things, you know, down through the year, I suppose, happened. Like, a few of us on the line here, myself, Wally, Austin, Shane Kelly, all from Newcastle West, would have kind of gone home to collect him, to take him to training, to take him to matches and stuff, because he was getting that tired from travelling from Causeway to the different places. So, I mean, look, I have no doubt it was a difficult decision for him, because you know, them young fellas that he trained and was involved with down through the years, he's the utmost respect for him, and I also look, they're like family to him. And I even know that, like, I mean, it will have been a difficult decision for him, but he's made his decision. You know, he'll miss it. I have no doubt he'll miss it. But look, it's for someone else to build on.
I suppose he'll turn into Limerick's number one supporter. But just to pick up the point, I guess, not speaking about Billy himself, but about, I suppose, inter-county management and even club management. There's an awful lot, maybe go back 20 years, there's an awful lot more involved now, perhaps, than there might have been 20, 25 years ago. There's an awful lot more man hours to be put in for even club level, county level. I guess where do we shout stop at this? And I'm not pointing that because of what Billy has decided. That's his own personal reasons. But to me, it does seem like things have escalated. Even for players, there is an awful lot of hours to be put in. And, you know, maybe things have to give, unfortunately, and people need maybe to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, like, I mean, there is a lot involved, Tom. There's an awful lot involved. and not so much on the field. It's the pieces behind the, you know, what happens on the field. You're spending, you know, the admin from booking of fields right through to getting team sheets in for the week, right through to talking to players to see how they are, injuries, you know, that's all taking time. Watching videos is taking time, you know, trying to do reports and stats. Like, the level of detail that's going into management, whether it's club or county, is requiring an awful lot of time. Why? Because clubs don't have the money that, you know, that you can send out these reports and get reports in that tells you all the stats of what you've done and what you haven't done of your game. So you have to do that individually. And, like, you spread it across your management team, and that's what we try to do. But, look, I mean, it's... At some stage, someone is going to have a look at it, like, because it's not sustainable, you know. And I have no idea. Look, there's 12 other senior football teams in Limerick. They're all experiencing the same thing. It's no different. You know, you have, you know, like, it's a job and a half, like, to be fair. You have your own job, and then you have this half of a job as well, like, which just adds to it.